by the head basketball coach of Florida State. He is the winningest coach in Florida State history, the winner of three National Coach of the Year awards. He is a two-time ACC Coach of the Year, a two-time Big East Coach of the Year. Florida State, 20-11, 9-9 in the ACC, and they start things off tomorrow against Missouri. Leonard Hamilton is my guest. Leonard, it is so good to have you back on. How are you?
Hello, Sam. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Coach. How about you? How are things?
Well, I tell you what, we're anxious to get started. We're looking forward to the opportunity to continue to keep playing. We're an extremely young team this year. We've kind of gotten our feet wet. Now we have a new season, and so we're interested in starting over. Let's go see if we make some good things happen for ourselves.
And it all starts against Missouri. So let me get your thoughts right there. Leonard, I know you and Konzo Martin go way back. So what was your reaction when you first saw that Missouri was going to be the team you were going to face and that he was the one that you were going to go up against?
Well, I know what to expect. I mean, Konzo's teams are always well prepared. He's been successful everywhere he's been. His kids play with an attitude, a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. They execute very well, and they play extremely hard, and they have one of the top basketball players for the upcoming draft. That just got healthy and he's ready to go. He's played one game and we know he's a top five lottery pick. So we expect him to be on top of his game. They shoot 44% of their attempts are three pointers. So, and we have not defended the 3-point shot very well. They have some big guys where they throw the ball inside an awful lot. So, you know, they got a great balance of the inside-outside attack. We know they're very similar to a lot of the teams we play in the ACC, so we know we got our hands full.
Leonard Hamilton joining us. Now, when you talk about Missouri and a top-five pick, of course, you're speaking of Michael Porter Jr. He played his first game back last week. One of the things that you talked about was the fact that there was no hesitancy on his part in that game. So what did you think when you saw that, and then how do you best go about preparing for him?
Well, there's no doubt that he's an outstanding player. I mean, we all are very much aware of that. And we've watched him play during his career. And I was extremely impressed with the fact that he shot turnaround jumpers. He shot threes. He drove to the basket. He went the length of the court. He was extremely aggressive. And he played instinctively. That was kind of eerie for a guy who hadn't played all year. Some of his shots didn't fall, but there was no hesitation. The form looked good. And we know that he's extremely confident, or he would not be playing at all if he didn't feel like he was 100%.
Florida State head basketball coach Leonard Hamilton joining us once again. You know, when you and I spoke back in December, we talked about the fact that you had three players from last season go to the NBA, including a couple of draft picks and a total of five players overall. That meant that you had a team that was going to be a little light when it comes to experience, which you touched on a moment ago. So what have you made of the way this team has grown over the course of the season, and how different are you now as compared to where you were at the start of the season?
Well, Jim, we played some really, really good basketball. But our inexperience has raised its ugly head on several occasions. And when I thought that we played like an inexperienced team, we had three major injuries during the course of the year. Trent Forrest, who's probably playing as well as anybody we have now, he was out 7 weeks with a bone bruise. Our number one shooter in P.J. Savoy, he was out for 6 weeks with another bone bruise. And we had a stress fracture with Chris Camargi, our 7-4 center. So we lost those three guys, and we always seem to be in flux. Now I'm hoping that everybody's fairly healthy, and that now that we've gone through the experience of the ups and downs that we've had, now I'm hoping that we will come out now and play a little more consistent with our execution offensively and defensively, and hopefully be the surprise team of the NCAA.
We're talking to Leonard Hamilton. You know, part of that also is, and you've talked about this, when you look back on last year's NCAA tournament, you felt like the managing of emotions was something that maybe didn't work out as well as you had hoped. So when you prepare your guys this time around, how much of it is about getting them ready for the opponent, and then how much of that is about getting them ready for the moment and managing those emotions?
Well, there's no doubt that that's part of the challenge when you have a team like ours. And I think that's one of the reasons why there have been times when we have gone out in games and made 15 threes, and we've had games that we've won and didn't make a jump shot. I mean, so my point to you, sometimes the emotion emotion apart, the confidence that goes along with being in those big moments on a consistent basis. Sometimes you just have to go through them, you know, to be matured. I'm hopeful, like I said earlier, that all the challenges of being in an unbelievable conference like the ACC would be something that we would draw from. For instance, we on the road at Duke, our first couple games of the season, with 3 minutes to go, it's a tie game on the road for against University of Virginia. We led for 36 minutes of the game. We were ahead. We've had games like that we played extremely well, but we've had games where I felt that we just didn't play with the level of consistency. So we've shown at times that we're capable. I'm just hoping now that we've gone through the year that we all put it together as we move into this NCAA tournament.
Florida State head basketball coach Leonard Hamilton joining me for a few more moments. Leonard, I want to ask you about Phil Kofer. Now, he was on the show last month. I got to be honest, I'm not supposed to play favorites, but I love talking to him, and I love the way he's responded throughout his career to injuries and other adversity. What's he like to coach, and how valuable is it to have a guy like that in your locker room?
This guy is a true Seminole from his heart. People don't know that his family, his mother has some medical challenges, and his father has some medical challenges that they've had to overcome, and so he operates and plays with, you know, the concern that he wants to make something out of himself so he can be a contributor to not only his family but to Florida State. He is he's verbal, he's active, he's gonna get his degree, he paid his dues, and in practice, he's the most vocal guy in practice. I mean, he just does. He's one of those guys that all coaches love to coach.
You know, Leonard, because you mentioned family, I want to ask you about your family. I know you don't want to make it about yourself, but let me do this for one moment before you go. In May, you're going to be honored at the Dick Vitale Gala, which benefits the V Foundation for Cancer Research. And cancer is a disease that's clearly touched pretty much everybody. Your family is no different. Your grandmother, your father, your mother, two of your brothers have lost their lives to cancer. What's it mean to you to be honored in a manner like this?
Well, there's no doubt that I feel honored to have the opportunity to participate in this event because, you know, we all need to raise the consciousness of the world that we have a battle on our hands that we got to raise money to continue to keep doing the research so we can find a cure for this dreaded disease. And no one has been affected by cancer more than me. And I have to say that, you know, it's been tough going through this. And my brother Barry spent 17 straight holidays with me. And for him to see him go down with him, my brother Willie, who I adopted both of these guys when I graduated from college, when I was barely a few years older than them, to help them have a better way of life. They were brothers, but we were just family. I was father slash brother because I was their legal guardian. And to see both of those guys go down to cancer really, really was extremely hard on me. So I want to do any and everything I can to raise the consciousness, and I'm glad and honored to be a part of making a difference in terms of raising money for research.
Absolutely, and you are. You certainly are making a difference. He's the two-time ACC Coach of the Year, two-time Big East Coach of the Year, a three-time National Coach of the Year, and it all starts once again against Missouri tomorrow night. Leonard Hamilton, my guest. Coach, great to have you back on. Good luck, Leonard. Really nice to talk to you, and thank you so much for doing it.
Thank you very much.
Great talking to you. Leonard Hamilton, hell of a basketball coach right there. Florida State and Missouri, Leonard Hamilton, Konzo Martin, great matchup. And that's tomorrow night, 9:50 p.m. Eastern.